Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Can you believe it? Does time move as fast for you as it does for me? It is Friday already. The older I get, the more quickly time seems to move. And no wonder the Bible says, redeem the time. And a great use of time, a wonderful way to redeem it, is to get a hold of God's Word and to read it, study it, and apply it to our fast-paced lives. Here is something that is very true. When we run out of time in this life, whenever God has predetermined that our lives will come to an end, and this can happen at any time, this much is certain. We will never regret having known God more intimately through His holy, inspired, infallible, inerrant, and indestructible Word. Because God is, we want to hear from Him and He speaks through the Bible. So let us get back to the Bible on a Friday, and let me remind you what we know about a man, a rather mysterious man who suddenly appears in the Scripture in Genesis chapter 14, verse 18. His name is Melchizedek. This week we have talked about the mystery surrounding his life. We admit there will be things we are not told about Melchizedek that we will want to know. But as a start, here is what we are told, and therefore we do know. I have put these in a point-by-point format so that you can easily remember them. Thus far, we have four, and today we will add a fifth. Point number one, we know what his name means. Melchizedek means King of Righteousness. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 2 says this, Melchizedek, by the translation of his name, King of Righteousness. Point number two, we know that he was the king of Salem. Genesis 14, verse 18 says this, Melchizedek, king of Salem. And we talked about where Salem was, and I have proposed that Salem is Jerusalem, so that we can say Melchizedek was king of Jerusalem. Furthermore, Salem means peace or safety, so that we can say Melchizedek was king of peace. He was king of righteousness and peace. Point number three. Also in Genesis 14, verse 18, we learn that Melchizedek was a priest of God Most High. Let me read the text. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. Now he was a priest of God Most High. Melchizedek was a priest. Point number four, Melchizedek was both priest and king. I know I have already highlighted his dual titles or roles, but I am making this my fourth point on purpose. It will be significant for you to remember that Melchizedek is both priest and king. So far, what do we know about Melchizedek? We know what his name means, King of Righteousness. We know that he was king of Salem. And since Salem means peace, we can say he was king of righteousness and peace. Third, we know that Melchizedek was a priest of God Most High. And therefore, fourth, Melchizedek was both priest and king. And today let's move on to a significant fifth fact we know about Melchizedek. Do not miss this. Point number five. Melchizedek and Abram believed in, worshipped and honored the same God. Melchizedek and Abram have this in common. Both men believed in, worshipped, and honored the same God. That is the only true God, our God. We find this in the repeated name for God Most High. When you get to your copy of God's Word, look for this in Genesis 14, verses 18, 19, 20, and verse 22. This name is used four times in five verses. This should stand out to us as we read and think about the text. So let's spend a little time talking about what this name, or we could say title, for Holy God means. We get the English God Most High from the Hebrew El Elyon. This is one of God's names, and it means Sovereign Lord, or God the Highest. God is the Supreme God. He is God over all other gods, small g. He is the God. If any other God or gods did exist, which they do not, this God, God Most High, is God over those deities. Think, God is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. For use of this name in the New Testament, let me share with you a couple of passages. I'm thinking of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 32 and 35. This is the powerful passage in which the angel Gabriel, sent by God, speaks to Mary, the mother of Jesus, prior to the pregnancy and birth, and listen to what the angel says. I am reading Luke 1, verse 32, and then verse 35. Jesus will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. Down to verse 35. The angel answered and said to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God." There in Luke chapter 1, we heard the angel refer to God as the Most High twice. And then further along in Acts chapter 16 and the ministry of Paul the Apostle, we read this in Acts 16, verses 16 and 17. It happened that as we were going to the place of prayer, a slave girl having a spirit of divination met us, who is bringing her masters much profit by fortune telling. Following after Paul and us, she kept crying out, saying, "These men are bondservants of the Most High God, who are proclaiming to you the way of salvation." Ah, even through the voice of a girl such as this comes the name, the Most High God. Acts 16, verse 17. These are New Testament examples of the name God Most High. Luke 1 and Acts 16. And you may have noticed that God Most High, or Lord Most High, is used several times in the book of the Psalms. Back to Genesis 14 now. And notice that both Abram and Melchizedek use this name for God. In verse 19, Melchizedek says, quote, "Blessed be Abram of God Most High." And in verse 20, Melchizedek continues, "And blessed be God Most High." Then down in verse 22, Abram actually speaks to the king of Sodom and says, "I have sworn to the Lord God Most High." When each man uses this way to describe God, they are referring to Yahweh God, the only God, the Sovereign Lord, God the Highest, their God and our God, if we believe in the God of the Bible. There is a point of application to our lives I'd like to make here. When you pray, do you address your Heavenly Father as God Most High? If not, may I kindly suggest that you do? I must say that I usually do not use this name or title for God in my prayers, and I was struck in preparing this that I really should. No, I do not mean this as a legalistic rule, or that there is something wrong with beginning our prayers, Father, or Our Father. There is certainly nothing wrong with that. It is how Jesus taught us to pray. I am only suggesting that God will love being called God Most High. This will bless Him because this is who He is. He is sovereign. He is God of all gods, King of all kings, and Lord of all lords. He is the only God, and we honor Him as such. Now we have to be careful here. If Melchizedek only said unto Abram, "Blessed be Abram of God Most High," and "Blessed be God Most High," That would not be enough to make Melchizedek a believer in the same God as the God in which Abram believes by faith and faithfully serves. And why is that, Mark? I hear you ask. I did hear you ask that, right? Well, let me answer. The ancient Phoenicians and Canaanites used this title to describe their supreme God, small g. We have proof of this in extra-biblical material. And since Melchizedek was a Canaanite, when he says God Most High, how do we know he means Abram's God Most High? Appearing possibly contrary to what I have already said, how can we be sure that Melchizedek is referring to the same God Abram worships? Here is the key. Melchizedek adds, possessor of heaven and earth. I am back in Genesis chapter 14, beginning in verse 19. Look at the text with me if you can. Genesis 14, verse 19, and Melchizedek is speaking to Abram, saying, blessed be Abram of God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. Please highlight this. Get all of it. God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. When Melchizedek adds that God Most High is the possessor of heaven and earth, then we are sure. Melchizedek and Abram believe in, worship and honor, the same God. How so? Possessor of heaven and earth means creator. Melchizedek is acknowledging, he is confessing, it is Melchizedek's testimony that this God Most High is the creator. He is the possessor of heaven and earth. He is the God, unlike any other small g God. Melchizedek bows to this God, and he and Abram have this in common. He and Abram and you and I, if you are a believer by faith in God Most High, possessor of heaven and earth, then we all have this in common. Join me on Monday because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.